How families can claim a $1,000 investment account for eligible children. Texas border business. Texas border business. Trump accounts are designed as lifetime investment accounts for American children under a public-private partnership model that combines an initial federal contribution with private, employer, family, and philanthropic funding. Under the program, every child in the United States under age 18 is eligible to open a Trump account. Children born between January 1, 2025, and December 31, 2028, would receive a one-time federal contribution of $1,000, which would be invested in a low-cost U.S. stock index fund. Parents, legal guardians, and other authorized individuals can open a Trump account by completing IRS Form 4547 through an online IRS account at trumpaccounts.gov or by submitting the form with their federal income tax return. According to the Internal Revenue Service, applicants must provide the child's social security number, date of birth, and address. The IRS says the online enrollment process typically takes 5 to 10 minutes. IRS program leaders say the federal contribution is intended to serve as seed funding and would require congressional reauthorization beginning in 2029. They say the long-term model relies on private investment rather than ongoing government funding. Parents, grandparents, relatives, and other individuals may contribute up to $5,000 annually to a child's account. Employers may also contribute within the program's limits. The program also encourages participation by companies, churches, schools, and community organizations. According to program information, corporations and philanthropists are expected to expand the accounts through additional contributions. Announced commitments include support from Micron Technology, Michael and Susan Dell, Gwynne Shotwell, Michael Dell, Brad Gerstner, and Ray Dalio. Program leaders say Shotwell, chief executive officer of SpaceX, committed 2 million shares of SpaceX stock for 2 million children. They also say Michael Dell, Gerstner, Dalio, and others have committed to fund accounts for children in selected states, including Indiana and Connecticut. Program leaders say they have secured tens of billions of dollars in commitments that have not yet been publicly announced. They also project more than $100 billion in additional contributions over the next 12 months. According to the program, the funding model is intended to allow direct contributions to children, schools, cities, states, youth organizations, and other designated recipients instead of routing donations through traditional charitable organizations. Supporters say the approach reduces administrative costs and allows a larger share of contributions to reach beneficiaries. Program advocates estimate that an account receiving the initial $1,000 federal contribution and additional savings of $50 per month could grow to about $50,000 by age 18, $200,000 by age 30, and $1 million by age 55. They note that those projections assume consistent contributions and long-term stock market growth. The program states that investment returns are not guaranteed and may vary. The program's stated objective is to establish and fully fund accounts for approximately 70 million children under age 18 in the United States. Program leaders project more than $100 billion in contributions during the first year and more than $2 trillion over 15 years. Supporters say the initiative is intended to expand private ownership, personal savings, and long-term investing among American families. They also contend that providing investment accounts for children at an early age can improve long-term financial outcomes and increase the likelihood of graduating from school, starting businesses, purchasing homes, building wealth, and contributing to the economy. See the document below for the Trump Accounts funding model.